The Department of Employee Trust Funds runs the Wisconsin retirement system and the state's group health plans. Department spokesman Matt Storr says they've got around 20 people answering calls, but they've been overwhelmed since Governor Scott Walker announced that he would require public employees to contribute 50% to their pensions, 12% to their health insurance plans, and take away most collective bargaining rights.
We typically receive anywhere between 1,000 to 1,500 inquiries a day. We're currently experiencing nearly 6,000 inquiries a day, and that's been commonplace over the course of the last couple weeks.
Along with questions about increased contributions, Storr says ETF has also had a large number of public workers asking about early retirement estimates.
During the week of February 14th, we received a total of 1,427 requests for estimates, which is more than three times the amount that we received that given week in the previous year.
But Storr says there's only been a 5% increase overall in public workers taking the next step and applying for retirement. He says his department tracks why people make the calls about retirement, health plans, and benefits, and the overarching reason has been the budget repair bill. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.